The Visibility Project is about story. Recognizing that everyone has had a different lived experience during the pandemic, we wanted to hear yours. The good, the bad, the challenges, the triumphs. In a series of podcasts, we will hear from our listeners who answered the questions, what has the pandemic been like for you? And what do you hope we learned during the pandemic?
All right. Hi, everyone. Yes, this is, my name is Jeremiah. You probably hear my voice a lot on the podcast as I'm the host, on-air host for this. But I'm excited to hear everybody's stories about this and hear how everybody's experiences have been different. For me in particular, this pandemic has been, you know, a roller coaster of emotions, as I'm sure it has been for everyone. There's been a lot of positive things that come out for me personally, but also, of course, there's been such fear and, just so many emotions about just trying to make sure that I'm keeping myself and my family members safe. And it's just constantly on edge to make sure that I am. So a few things that I wanted to share, really three things in particular that I can think of, is that when the pandemic first started back in early 2020, I was working at Northwood University and I oversaw international student affairs. So I was, it impacted our international students first and foremost, where a lot of students, they couldn't get home, and especially students from China and other places, they couldn't find flights back to their home countries. And, you know, some of them were graduating, so they didn't have, you know, their immigration status was ending. So technically they were going to fall out of immigration status. So we had to try to find a way to, you know, help these students get back home or give them options. There's a lot of fear that for our students that I was trying to help them, you know, navigate, make sure that they felt supported and know that we're not going to abandon them and make sure that they felt supported. So there was a lot of work on my end to help make sure that those students were really taken care of. You know, a lot of students, I saw them buying thousands and thousands of dollars for chartered flights back to their home country, or just having to stay in the States and being afraid if they go back, they're not going to be able to come back to finish their education. So that was really impactful, trying to support those students and make sure that they felt safe, as well as while doing that, you know, constantly care for myself and my family as well. So that was something that was unique to my experience throughout the pandemic. And at Northwood too, we shifted the way the university ran. I mean, we shifted classes to what we called real time online. So we did classes basically over Zoom. Later in the pandemic, we had an optional where students could come in or do the classes remotely. We did a lot of different varying things to make sure that, you know, our students were safe, but and people had the option if they didn't feel safe to continue doing their education. So it was interesting shifting our, you know, pedagogy to an online way, especially because I teach languages. That's not really conducive to that. But we made it work and continue to make it work. You know, so that's one story I want to talk about, my work at Northwood, working for international students and how we shifted classes. Another experience I had during the pandemic was that right as the pandemic started in February 2020, my grandmother, who was very, very close to, you know, was diagnosed with cancer. So it was very hard. Of course, dealing with a close family member who has aggressive cancer is never easy, but during the pandemic as well. So good and bad, right? So of course, it's terrible that she, was diagnosed with cancer, but she also gave us the opportunity that all of our work got shifted to remote. So she lived in Pontiac, down in the lower part of the Michigan at the time, and we were up in Saginaw, Midland. So she actually moved with one of my family members and my mom and dad. I moved in with them too, and we're all able to take care of my grandmother once she was released after several months in the hospital. Once she was released, had it not been for the pandemic and then how the shifting roles of how we were working, all of us were then working from home, or my mom works as a school teacher and her schools were shut down in a private school. So we were all at home and able to take care of my grandmother. And, you know, she couldn't walk, she couldn't feed herself. She was in dire straits. And had that not been there, it not happened right during COVID, we would have had to put her in some type of assisted living facility, which would not have been good. And, you know, she was with us for over a year and a half. And that time we were spent with her was just so valuable. And so I'm so grateful that I got to spend so much time with her to support her during that. And, you know, so it's a bit of a silver lining that because of the pandemic, I was able to take care of my grandmother, be there with her for that final year and a half. Because if not, I mean, yes, we could have gone and seen her, hopefully, if COVID restrictions had allowed us to. But if not, we would have been difficult there. And the last thing I want to state is that it's actually another kind of a silver lining, is that both I've since left Michigan, and I'm trying to drive out to California right now, and where my girlfriend has gotten a job out there. She doesn't have to report in person until January. I got a new job that's completely remote. So we both have these remote jobs. So it's allowed this great opportunity to actually travel the United States and do our work and see the country. And, you know, that wouldn't be possible if it weren't for these things. So it does open opportunities, which is great. We're seeing great things and doing great things. You know, I wish it weren't the case that this is the reason for having this opportunity, but the silver lining, it does allow us to do this. And, you know, one thing I want to talk about that I hope that we have learned as a society during this pandemic is kind of reflects on. So like 2 weeks ago, I was in Mesa Verde, Colorado, where there's the Pueblo structures that are built into the caves. So they, you know, built 1500 years ago, most of these from 700 AD, like onwards. And this was during the bronze was not for these, they had sticks to dig with and, you know, stone axes. And that's how they created these dwellings. And I was on this tour with the park ranger talking to us, and he's like, you know, the amount of cooperation it took for these people to trust each other, to support each other, and to be able to do this and live as a society to thrive, it required everybody really caring for and supporting each other and working hand in hand. And he said, when times got tough, they had to lean on each other. And then he said too, he goes, you know, what did we do when times got tough, when there was a major issue affecting all of society? Well, we hoarded toilet paper, right? We acted selfishly too often. I mean, there's so many great examples of people thinking of others, but I wish and I hope that we as a society continue to try to be more empathetic for others, and to try to think about, you know, maybe somebody at home, they have someone who's a grandmother who's immune compromised, living with cancer, living with them. So that's why they're taking precautions. So that's why we should take precautions for others. Or maybe we should, you know, try to donate things we have instead of hoarding things. Or I wish the world, we would have been as a society more empathetic and more supportive of each other. And I think that it's kind of shown some vulnerabilities in our society today, that we're too individualistic and we don't think about the thoughts and feelings of others rather than our own too often. And I think that sometimes we could learn a thing or two from those who came before us and how they had to cooperate as a society. And I don't think that we have cooperated as much as we could have. And I think that if we do, we can put an end to this sooner than it's happening now. So I hope that we as a society can try to be more empathetic of each other and try to be more supportive and come together as a community more. So I hope that, you know, some of the good stories that we've heard resonate with us as we move forward through this pandemic. All right, thanks.
You can stay connected with the Visibility Project by subscribing, liking, and sharing on your favorite podcasting and social apps. Look for us at The Visibility PRJ.
Financial support is needed to keep the conversation going. Go to midlandfoundation.org/give and select the Cultural Awareness Coalition Endowment Fund to be part of the project. Note podcast in your donation notes.
Thank you for listening.
We see you.
We hear you.
And together, we are making a difference.